Welcome to Hypnotize This. I hope you're finding these useful. And if not, I don't feel bad. That's thanks to hypnosis. Last time, we talked about forgetting the past. If you've forgotten that episode, good for you. It's working. I'm glad it's working. But the past is only part of the problem. The past has a horrible younger brother called the future. Now you know what you're getting with the past, pain, but it's all familiar. The future, it could be anything. Future gives you hope because it could be good. If you're old enough, though, you realize it's mostly going to be more of the same or worse. So the future fills you with fear. I've read two things recently. One is this. About 45% of all invertebrates have disappeared in the last 35 years. I'm not talking about species of invertebrates. I'm talking about individuals. Now, I know it seems like there are a lot of flies, especially when you see those commercials about starving kids. But really, those kids should be covered with twice as many flies. If there's a kid who's starving with a fly by one of his eyes, he should have flies by both of his eyes. Another thing I've read is that birds are disappearing. They're dying. Penguins, emus, sparrows, all kinds of jays, they're dropping dead. So many birds are dying, but not the little gray nightmare of a bird that screams by my window all summer long. Billions of birds die by flying into windows, and I always wonder why he couldn't be one of them. He was back screeching again this year. I don't know what it is. Is it a mating call? I've never seen him with another bird. The point is, if birds are dying and insects are dying, can humans be far behind? I don't know. Things get bad for rats, we'll have a better idea. Then stray cats, then stray dogs, then bears, then people. That's how I see it going. But you wouldn't be wrong to worry about human extinction in the future. There's Ebola, global warming. Nobody talks about nuclear war anymore, but it could still happen. I guess people wouldn't mind nuclear war because it's over so quickly. Yes, the future might hold human extinction. But when you think about that, what are you thinking about? Isn't it really just that you and the people you care about are going to die? That's going to happen anyway. Everyone you know, from grandma to your new nephew, they're all doomed anyway. Nobody's going to load your consciousness into a computer because nobody knows what your consciousness is. The thoughts that pass through your head, the thoughts passing through your head right now, one day they'll pass through a worm's guts and into silent earth. Maybe you worry that your descendants will all die. Or not even exist. But you don't even know them. Your descendants could be terrible. Think about it, a few of them would probably be rapists. Maybe not serial rapists, but there's a lot of rape, and your great-great-grandson might have committed some of it if humans hadn't gone extinct. Or does it bother you that nobody will remember what you did or what you were like? Sometimes I find that to be a relief. There have been people for hundreds of thousands of years. The vast majority of humans died before you were even born. Alexander the Great, dead. Frederick Douglass, dead. Johnny Carson, all of them. They're all dead. That means whatever you're like, and you could be great. Most people will never know you. You'll never live on Mars, and you'll never live in pioneer times. It's your life now, You know, living where you live, eating whatever. And before and after it, there's two huge blanks. And there could be good things in the future. All drugs might be legalized. Can you imagine people wearing those crazy future silver jumpsuits and having cocaine parties? I can. We're running out of oil, but maybe we'll get another energy source. One that's limitless and basically clean. That's what nuclear power is, but everyone's so superstitious. There have been like 3, or maybe a few more, bad accidents, and everyone's against it. But if they ever come up with fusion power, the human race may never end. Do you see what's happening? Do you see what I'm doing? There are so many possibilities for what the future can be that you might never stop thinking about it. So, let's get hypnotized and try to forget about it, even though it hasn't happened. Let's try to get hypnotized and stop thinking about it. Now, in this session, it's time to get breathy. In this session, we're going to take a walk. Don't worry. You won't burn any calories on this walk. It's a walk through your mind. Now, pay attention, as always, to your breath. Try to feel each breath, the in part and the out part. It's weird, right? I feel it mostly in the back of my throat. Then my throat gets dry and I want some water. Don't get water now. Just focus on those breaths. Maybe get some water before listening to this next time. So breathe. Maybe don't focus on a part that could get dry. Maybe feel the air on your upper lip. Notice how it feels on the way in and how it feels on the way out. On the way out, it's like a furnace. You don't have a fever. That's just your body heat. Okay, breathe on your own. I'll interrupt your breathing in a second, so don't be alarmed. We're relaxing with each breath. Good. Now I want you to imagine a place. I know that's vague. This is a nice place. A place where you feel comfortable. It's a forest or a beach. It could be the desert if you like that. But remember, you have plenty of water to drink, so you can take sips throughout this walk. Imaginary sips. Sweet, sweet water. Once you have the place in your mind, let's start to walk through it. As we're walking, notice the color of the sky. It could be any color. Maybe not green or dark red. Don't alarm yourself. Don't be weird. And notice the trees if you're in a forest, or the color of the sand if it's a beach. Why not white sand? It's not going to cost any more to be on a white sand beach in your imagination. The beach could even be black. There might have been volcanic activity there, but it's not happening now. No. Nothing is erupting now except waves of calm and pleasure. And as we're walking, let's take note of the animal life. There could be butterflies, even monarch butterflies. their population has actually increased. It's bounding back from astonishing losses, but there are more of them this year. If you're walking through the desert, maybe there's a friendly armadillo or some scorpions who are ignoring you. And there are plants, too. That weird grass that grows by the beach, or trees, or cacti. You know, take all of that in as we walk. Still breathing. I hope. We've come to a place where there's a nice, comfortable place to sit or lie down. Maybe someone left a nice couch, wherever you are. If it's the desert, maybe there were some immigrants or meth dealers who built a camp there that they hastily abandoned. They won't be back anytime soon, though. So just have a seat there and close your eyes. When you close your eyes in this place, you find total relaxation washing over you. From the face, your eyes, and your mouth, your neck, shoulders. Relax your eyes again. I know your eyes tensed up the second you thought of another body part. Go back to your eyes. You're not seeing anything now. What you're doing is hearing. In this state of total relaxation, this is what I want you to hear. The future will be whatever it is. You'll get old and die, or you may die without getting old. I don't know which is worse. The future is a blank slate. Maybe it will be something you like, but don't get too hung up on thinking that. You'll likely be disappointed. Humanity and all other life on this planet might go extinct, but it's not your responsibility to save them. Thank God, right? You'd never think up a solution to all of our problems if you had a million years to do it. And you don't have a million years. I'm telling you, even if someone does get uploaded into a computer, it probably won't be you. It will be very, very rich people, and even they'll be sorry they did it 1,000 years later. You just have to live the rest of your life, so try to do that without being a jerk. Pay attention to the people around you. Help them out now if you can, but if you can't, don't worry about it. You're not the Red Cross. Whatever you do, just let the future unfold. Let it happen. Let that sink in. Now, we're back on your couch in the place you chose. Open your imaginary eyes. See that relaxing place you love so much. Is the sky the same color? Did you even notice? Are you serious about this or not? Am I? Okay. Now, open your actual eyes. Now we're back. Yeah. Okay. I hope that helped with your worries about the future. If it didn't, what can I say? I don't have magic. I don't even have science. Please let me know if you have questions or comments. postapodcalypse@gmail.com or leave a comment in iTunes. And do tell your friends if they seem like the kind of people who would enjoy this. Take care, and I'll see you next time.